Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Season 7 of Stand Up and Stand Out. Párate y destécate. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Nikki Green. As a life and business resiliency expert, I thought we would share some stories of resilience this season. It's also the one-year anniversary of Chameleon Mindset, my best-selling book, and we are giving away a bunch of great prizes and deep discounts on my coaching programs to celebrate. Be sure to check the show notes of each episode to learn more and follow me on social media. I hope you're enjoying Season 7, and I look forward to hearing your feedback and comments on the fascinating topics we're going to cover with each guest. Hello, and welcome back to Season 7 of Stand Up and Stand Out. Parte y destécate. We have our wonderful guest, Dr. Barrett Matthews, with us today, and you guys might remember him when I was on his podcast. Hi, how are you doing today?
I am doing marvelously well and improving. How are you?
I was just realizing, like, we're about our one-year anniversary from when we met last year.
I know, right? Actually, it's been over a year now.
Yeah, it's so crazy. So last year, at the beginning of January, when I was starting to promote Chameleon Mindset, I said, hey, I'm trying to get on all these podcasts. And so a friend of mine, Michael Bozinski, he said, hey, I'm going to Salt Lake City and they need another person to join. It's kind of last minute. Can you go to Salt Lake City this weekend? And I was like, sure, you know, I'll get on 12 podcasts in 2 days and, you know, make some new friends. And so yours was the first one I got to go on that morning. I hadn't even really met anybody yet. It was fun. It was a snowstorm that time, too. I remember.
Yeah, I remember that. Yes, because I had to catch an Uber.
And you were working with the Pantheon guys then. How did that really, like, help your podcast? And, you know, what was kind of the good things of having situations like that where you can just knock out a bunch of episodes all at once?
Well, it's great. I mean, the guys at Pantheon are wonderful. When I started with them, the whole goal was for them to help me to grow my downloads in my podcast. And they did that. But now they've morphed into more of marketing exposure to help businesses to get more exposure, to get more clients coming in, to get more sales. So I'm still working with them, and I'm loving it. They're really great, and they care about what they're doing for people that are working with. So I love it.
I love that too. And then the funny part is, you know, I had already had a plan to go to Orlando to PodFest right after that, and then I ran into half of you guys again when we went to PodFest, and we got to spend a little bit more quality time together, getting to know each other.
And that was so fun last year, yeah, because it was cool. Like, there were so many people. Keep in mind that the Pantheon people, most of them, it was my first time meeting them, and, you know, in Salt Lake City. So then I got to see a few of them: me, you, Hirsch, Josh, Nate. We all saw each other again in Orlando at PodFest, and this was like what, a week later or something.
And this is what I love about podcasting, you know, kind of different than some of the other mediums, and why I really encourage people. Sometimes, you know, podcasting can be a lot of work if you're doing a lot of post-production and things, but not only is it a good way to promote your business and your message, but it is such a good way to actually just connect and network with people that, you know, you want to work with either, you know, as peers or possibly as clients. And I'm sure that's probably a good way you're using it as well.
I am. I have morphed in my podcast some, because at first I was interviewing people who, like yourself, were using media in their business in any way, shape, or form. But now I'm actually interviewing people that I want to be my client. So I interview them, and then we talk later about seeing how we can help them. And I interview usually seven-figure business owners, because I want to turn them into my clients I can do media production.
So let's talk about that. Let's talk a little bit about Media Boss Pro and what you guys do and how you help people.
Sure. What we do, like I said, I've morphed, because it used to be I wanted to just help people. And don't get me wrong, I still do at some level help people as far as their media production for their businesses, mainly podcast production and helping them with other media. But now I've niched out a little bit more, Nikki. Now I'm working with those people who are either retired CEOs or CEOs that just really need more exposure for their business. And I'm helping them to put their media on various platforms and create their own media. So a lot of people who, especially retired CEOs, a lot of them are looking for their identity now, because they have associated for so long with that role in that company. Now they're looking to, what do I do now? And where do I go? Or who am I? So what I want to do is make them the industry icon. I want to help create their podcast for them, help distribute their podcast for them, audio and video. We want to help manage their social media to where they're not just posting, but engaging with people out there who want to learn their expertise. We want to help write books for them so that people can read about what they do. We want to actually send a crew out to shoot a documentary on them to show not just what they do, but why they do what they do. We want to help create a Roku TV channel so they can have not just a show, but a channel so they can actually put content out all the time. They can go grow globally. And we want to get them on other people's media, other people's podcasts, other people's TV shows. So what we're doing is we're making them an industry icon by putting them everywhere all at once. So now they, if someone is looking for whatever their expertise is, they're going to find it because whatever medium they're looking in, we want to make sure they have a presence there.
I love that. And I know you said be everywhere all at once. And that's really the trick these days. And it's hard to scale that. For most of us that are trying to do this sort of identity, brand identity, you pick sort of one channel that you think maybe most of your potential clients are going to be on. But when you are dealing with especially these high level people, they kind of need to be everywhere because their potential clients can be a lot of places. And their next path is going to be very different from where they were before, right?
I agree with you. Because, I mean, it's almost kind of foolish to think that everybody that wants to be your client is all in one place. So if you put all your chips in that one place, I'm going to focus just on this area and all my people are going to be there. It's a little egotistical, really, to think that I'm there. That's where they're all going to be there. You have to spread yourself out because one thing we know for sure, people consume information through various forms of media. It's not just one form. It's through various forms. So I always say, make sure you have a presence. You don't have to dominate it, but make sure you have a presence on various forms of media. So when they're looking for whatever it is that you offer, you're there. And because I always say, McDonald's doesn't come knock on your door and say, Nikki, we have some French fries for you. McDonald's makes sure that when you want McDonald's fries, you can find a McDonald's. So they make sure they're findable. And that's what we want to do for our people is to make sure they're findable for their clients.
Well, and it is really about that continued adaptation. And each platform kind of has a demographic of what they're on. And, you know, if you want to keep staying relevant with younger generations, you have to adapt and be on the next thing. Even existing platforms like YouTube that, you know, was kind of traditionally longer form videos, now they even have shorts. And I know a lot of people that spend a lot of time looking at those shorts more so than probably going on TikTok and Instagram.
I agree. And that's another form of media. We want to make sure that you have a presence on all those because YouTube shorts are really growing. That doesn't mean not to do the long form because the long form are what really gets you clients. But the short form gets them interested enough to want to follow the long form as well. You got to do both. And if you do that, because it's just like anything. If there's always an audience for whatever you're doing out there, you just got to put it out there. And the audience will cover you.
Hi, everyone. My name is Nikki Green, and I am a life and business resiliency expert. I have been helping people for over two decades overcome their challenges and achieve their life and business goals. I wrote Chameleon Mindset for others seeking clarity while acclimating to new situations. This entertaining yet research-based guide to transitions will open your mind to unique strategies for finding purpose and achieving your goals. Through my new book, you will create the happy life you desire with five philosophies for change, beginning with C for creative adaptability. Move from resistance to resilience by assessing and adjusting your risk tolerance. The practical lessons in Chameleon Mindset will help you shift your mindset, sharpen your skill set, and overcome the things holding you back from dealing with change. We'll have the new online course coming soon. There are half a dozen modules in total, but the way you choose to pursue your destiny, it's up to you. Each module can be done independently or repeated as necessary to tackle new obstacles and new goals in your life. And you can earn extra chameleon coins for uncovering them. What are chameleon coins, you might ask? These are reward XP that you can earn to purchase additional Chameleon Mindset benefits as you progress through the course. You can get swag, group coaching, one-on-one coaching, exclusive event tickets, and networking opportunities. And if you collect enough coins, you can even earn a full-day VIP intensive with me to work solely on your goals. And by joining the Chameleon Crew, you will also gain access to my network of thousands of influential people around the world with expertise to help you on your business, your personal endeavors, health and fitness, and so much more. Reserve a copy today and click below to be added to our subscriber list. Exactly. Well, and just like right now, we're using StreamYard, and at PodFest, they had a booth there. So I went and said hi to them, and they were really cool. And I said, well, hey, you know, let's check it out. And so, you know, getting a trial subscription so that we can sample and see what else is going on and to really get a scale, because, you know, I've been doing the podcast. We're in season 7 now, but now everyone else is like, oh, you got to go live. You got to do all these other things. And it's like, well, I can't just like sit here on every single channel one at a time, you know, to kind of customize that content. So it's exciting to see some of these new software tools, especially with AI, allowing us to get a little bit of scale to this so we can be in more places, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's true. I mean, it's funny because at PodFest, I met with the people from the GoBox Studio. And I'm on a GoBox Studio right now shooting this.
It's so cool. There's so much new stuff. And I missed PodFest this year. I was heads down getting my coaching program up and running this year. But I'm sure you had a lot of fun this year. Any cool new things that came out of PodFest maybe, or great shows that you know, met the hosts?
Well, it was fun. But first of all, it never is fun without you. I just want to make that clear.
Next time.
Interesting for me this year, I didn't go to as many sessions as I did previously. I did more networking, and there's so many people to network with. And a group of us, and this is what you get from it, a group of us who have agencies, we got together, had breakfast to figure out how we can grow our business together. Then another group, we were meeting out in the hotel lobby, and we said, you know what? We're not going to be that group of people that comes to these and just talks about what we're going to do. We're actually going to get to work. So we literally started a Slack group, and we're communicating every day. We're holding each other accountable for our goals and so forth. So it's a wonderful thing. And these are people who I met the previous year, most of them. We met the previous year. When we came together this year, we're like, let's not repeat last year. So let's make something happen out of it. No, another funny thing that came out of it is I ran into two people who I used to speak on stages, but I haven't seen them in like years. And then the real funny thing was that about little years ago, I used to do real estate appraisal. And when I lived in Atlanta, and I ran into the guy there who trained me on appraisal. He is now a podcaster. Funny thing about where he lives now, you're going to kick out of this. He lives in Utah.
And we come full circle.
Right. We come full circle, right?
Oh, I love that. Well, Rita Goodrow, who was the MC for PodFest this year, I actually, you know, spent some time getting to know her last year and really learned a lot from her just in the, you know, couple interactions of hanging out. Is there were, I don't know if you remember, there was like two other conferences going on kind of in the back of that same conference center. One was like, I don't know, construction and like totally different topics, right? And she just went and talked to the event planners and was like, hey, do you ever need speakers? Do you ever need MCs? You know, and so really just seeing, opening my mind a bit too about like her approach to really getting on more stages and not, you know, saying I've got to be just in one niche because I'm a podcaster, I have to go to a podcast conference. And that, I mean, that was January last year, and it just kind of set me off on a different path to get on 150 stages last year using that methodology.
It is funny because I had a similar thing going in a different direction. I listened to Josh Tapion and to Justin Schenck, who was a well-known podcast as well. And they talked about sponsorship versus partnership. And I listened to another gentleman, Dr. George Fraser, who once told me, he said, people go to these conferences and they talk to other conference goers who, as he put it, who are broke. And then he said, but no one talks to the vendors. No one talks to the sponsors. And I said, I'm going to make this a point. So what I did last year, and doing it again this year, talk to the sponsors and talk to them about a partnership, not a sponsorship. Now, a partnership is where I'm working for you. I'm making sure that I help find new clients. I'm not just running an ad for you. I'm actually helping you. I'm working for you for a season of my show. And in turn, you pay me to do so. And I did that last year. And I got three partners out of it. And one of them is Go Box. One of them was Pantheon, and another one was one called Podtask. So it was real cool that I did this. So this year, I did the same thing. I just sent out all my emails to them, and a few of them responded and said, hey, let's talk about it. So we'll see what happens.
That's so fantastic. And I think that's it. I think so many of us now are rethinking in person and what it really means to go to a lot of these conferences. I mean, especially after you've been podcasting for a while, like some of the sessions, it's a bit beginner, which is cool for, you know, learning very quickly when you're just getting started. But I think for the rest of us that have been doing it for a bit, like how else can we get the most out of this? And there's just so many opportunities if you just open your mind to it and start talking to people. And I know for some people that may be a little bit more introverted, maybe that's a little bit more challenging, but I like your way too. It's like you can go on the website, you can see who the sponsors are, you can go check their websites and start with an email introduction before you even get there.
That's all I did. And seeing the thing is, what I also did, and this is what some people can do, I have someone else who handles the sales end of what I'm doing. So what I did is I did an introductory call with the people. And this is something anybody can do. You go to these conferences, talk to them. I did an introductory call with them, told them who I was, told them I have a podcast, what I'm looking to do for my podcast. And I said, look, what I'd like to do, if you're interested in talking further, is have you talk to one of my people who can give you numbers to show you more detail of what you would get out of it. And they said, yes, I set up that call and I was off.
Beautiful.
That's how it worked. So I let the salesperson do what the salesperson does.
He's the master, guys. Focus, pay attention, and make sure you're listening. Because this is the way to do it, to get the scale and for us to all stay in the lane of where our expertise is as well. I think a lot of people are doing that, using that sales team behind the scenes to do that softer conversation and more in depth and continue building the relationship. If we're 100% of everything all the time, then we're, you know, taken away from probably somewhere where it's our expertise.
It is funny, Nikki. I heard a comment years ago that said, you can be the CEO or the COE. COE is the chief of everything. And I don't think any of us really want to do that. Well, some people do. And it doesn't lend to growth if you do that.
Yeah, I've definitely seen the difference with entrepreneurs who want to be that COE and really micromanage every little thing that's going on, especially things that, you know, that you guys do really well, like helping people get their message out in more places. I think so many people are worried about controlling their message and making sure it's their voice and their brand identity and all these things. But I think getting someone else to see you from the outside in can bring you so much more than you're ever going to see in yourself, because all of your fears and anxiety right in there.
No, your message is still your voice. We're just helping you distribute it. So, and the thing is, do you think that I do it all myself? No, I have other people that I work with because I don't want to be a COE.
I love it. And so this year we're going to really work on scale. And I like what you said, because I think it's important for people to think about this too, is just because you have a concept of what your business is, maybe that works for a while, but the markets are shifting pretty rapidly. And I think it is important for us to constantly take that kind of step back and reevaluate, okay, is all of this working? You know, do I need to niche down? Do I need to expand in a different way and continue to keep reevaluating? So you're doing the best you possibly can to serve your potential clients, right?
Yeah. I mean, the bottom line is that everybody has to deal with change. You know, it's inevitable. You know, change is going to happen. So you have to roll with it. When I started in media, God knows how long ago, I used to work for CBS. I used to work for CBS affiliates as well. Media has changed so much that if I went back in the day, I wouldn't know what to do because it has changed so much. Now, media is at your fingertips. So you actually can control your own media. The thing is, a lot of people don't know how, or a lot of people don't want to, or a lot of people don't have the time. Well, that's why I put it together, put MediaBox together, because of all those things. That's why people need someone to do it for them, because if you think you're going to succeed by evading media, you're fooling yourself because it's here. And it's the way people communicate. It's the way people receive their messages. It's the way people send their messages. So you're going to have to embrace it in some capacity. So we're just here to help people to do that, because if you want to scale your business, we're talking about scale, it's better to be on the cutting edge than to be trying to catch up.
That is so, so true. And you know, this season, we're really talking about resilience. And I know some people right now are really struggling. You know, about 90% of the people that are coming to me right now are either out of work because of layoffs, underemployed because, you know, just there isn't kind of the growth that people were expecting. And just their businesses aren't getting to the level that they want. And I think this is exactly it. We're spending too much time still in these four walls of our home offices and not getting ourselves out there physically to go to these conferences, networking, connecting, but also, you know, in the digital way to really correctly present our brands and do the most with what we can. We're just randomly posting ourselves dancing on TikTok and hoping it works, right? So I know it's really important part of what you do with clients too, is give them a cohesive strategy to put all these pieces together, right? And really showcase their businesses.
Most definitely. What we do is we sit down with them, we come to them and go over exactly what it is they're trying to do, who they're trying to reach, how they're trying to do it, what they've done, what's worked in the past, all of these things. And then what we want to do is we want to design a program around what they do and what they do best and help them communicate with their clients. We're going to help put together a content strategy. We're going to develop the right content that actually gets results for them. And then we're going to distribute it. And we're going to put that all in various forms of media so that they can become, as in their clients' eyes, the star of their business or the industry icon that they're meant to be.
And it's an important shift, like you said, especially for your target market of, you know, these retired CEOs, of rebranding yourself, because so many of us that had these kind of long careers, corporate careers and things, your identity is a lot of times wrapped up in that exact thing. And I had the same challenge when I first left, is, well, who am I without that title, without the company's brand? What is the brand of Nikki Green? What does it look like? What does it represent? You know, and how do I put myself out there? And people won't believe this, but my first probably 100 videos I ever shot, I cried. Like, I could not just get out here. Now this is kind of more natural, right? It's like just, it's having a conversation with cool people like you to be able to chat and learn about their business and see what's new and help them elevate their profiles as well. So I love hanging out with you, and I know we're going to do more stuff together.
You're like one of my favorite people. I love hanging out with you. And it's funny, I appreciate so much what you do, not just interviewing me, but the other people that you interview, the message that you bring to your audience, because you have a gift for it. Everybody doesn't have it. And you have a gift for it. And I just want you to know, I want to say it here so everybody can hear it. Woman has a gift, and I appreciate her.
Oh, thank you so much. Podcasting just really came about, you know, sort of randomly of, you know, we were shut down like everybody else, right? And it was like, hey, I got some spare time. Let me figure this out. And I didn't think it was going to be, you know, years of doing this. I thought it was sort of we'll give it a try. And I actually really loved the medium. And I love the people. Like I said about PodFest and some of the other conferences I've gone to, it reminds me of this old school kind of Comic-Con, where it's like we have this niche of loving the art of what we do. And so it brings people, I think, closer together, no matter what the topic is of their particular podcast and how they're using it.
That's true. And that's the fun thing about it. It's because, like, even from last year's podcast, you know, I met people there whose podcasts I still follow, like yours, who's actually social media I follow, like yours, and other people, because we become friends because of that. And it's a great medium to get your message out. And one thing, see, I usually start my clients out with podcasts. The reason I do that is because it's easy for you to talk about something you love. If I told you to write something, you got to think now. You got to figure out, is this the right thing to say? If I ask you, let's talk about something you love, we could do that all day long. If we do it enough, we got ourselves some podcasts.
There you go. That's all it takes, kids. Well, time flies when we're having fun. Like I said, I can talk to you all day, and we always find new, exciting topics to talk about and learn from each other. But sadly, we have to say goodbye. So before we sign off, why don't you let folks know where they can find you and connect with you if they're interested in learning more about you and your services?
Sure. If you want to learn more about Media Boss Pro, what we do, how we can serve you, don't worry if you're a retired CEO or not. If you want to talk about your business and what we do, go to MediaBossPro.com, MediaBossPro.com, and just go ahead and schedule a one-on-one session with me, and let's go over what it is that you may need and do. And also, if you go to 5WaysToPayingClients.com, the number 5WaysToPayingClients.com, I have a free gift for you. Just for joining in as well, so we appreciate it.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much. That's really kind of you. Well, all right, off to go enjoy this strangely spring sunshine here in February in Chicago. It's been so awesome getting to hang out with you again. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode and lots more amazing guests coming up in the rest of season 7 of Stand Up and Stand Out. If you guys haven't already, be sure to subscribe, like, follow, whatever it is on that particular platform, and we'll catch you where all the cool kids hang out that do podcasts.